live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, ESB crews are continuing to work to restore power in Donegal this evening, while the weather warning for the northwest has been downgraded to yellow. The sister of missing Castlederg teenager Arlene Arkinson has lost her claim for damages for the unlawful detention by the then RUC during a three-day search operation of her home in April 1996. Irish Water asking customers in Donegal to conserve water supplies under pressure due to increased demand during the extremely cold weather of recent. And Letterkenny Councillor says there is no point in returning to a single Letterkenny-focused electoral district. Those stories you follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, the red level snow ice warning has been updated and extended until tomorrow morning, with more snow forecast tonight in Dublin, Kildare, Wexford, Wicklow and Meath. Munster, the rest of Leinster, Cavan, Monaghan and Galway have a status orange warning, which is valid until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, while the weather warning for the northwest has been downgraded to yellow. Deputy Head of Forecasting Evelyn Cusick says it will be tomorrow before it warms up, as snow is still falling.
Some of that snow is a little bit sleety in nature, and that will gradually become more sleety in southern parts overnight, and then tomorrow here are the forecast temperatures about 4 or 5 degrees Celsius over Munster, and as the Emmis circulation moves up it'll bring the precipitation in with it, but that would be more readily as rain in the surface levels and still snow in the mountains.
ESB crews are continuing to work to restore power in Donegal this evening. 119 homes and businesses are still without power in Inishowen, with ESB Network saying it should be restored by 7 o'clock this evening, later than previously estimated. Over 1,200 homes and businesses were without power in the county this morning, with power now restored to most areas. The sister of missing Castlederg teenager Arlene Arkinson has lost her claim for damages for the unlawful detention by the then RUC during a three-day search operation of her home in April 1996. The 15-year-old disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bundoran. She was last seen in the company of convicted child killer Robert Howard, who died in prison in 2015. Stephen Walsh, the father of Miss Arkinson's four children, also lost his claim for unlawful detention and a further claim for his unlawful arrest on suspicion of the murder of Arlene Arkinson. Trish Lafferty reports.
In her reserved judgment at the County Court in Derry, Judge Elizabeth McCaffrey said the background to both claims was the murder of Arlene Arkinson on August 14, 1994, after the 15-year-old had returned from a nightclub in Bundoran, County Donegal. When the claims for damages was heard last December, a now retired police officer told Judge McCaffrey that detectives investigating the teenager's disappearance and murder received information from a reliable source in April 1996, which necessitated the search of the plaintiff's home, and that his particular knowledge was that Mr. Walsh was complicit in the murder of Arlene Arkinson and that the body had been concealed in the rear garden. Judge McCaffrey said the source of the information, who was described as being reliable, had stated that Arlene Arkinson died after she was either pushed or fell down the stairs during an argument after her sister Kathleen had reportedly found her in bed with Mr. Walsh. She said the fact relatives of the plaintiffs and their solicitor were able to visit them in their home during the operation undermined their claims that they had been illegally detained against their will, and said police were also justified in questioning Mr. Walsh on suspicion of murder, even though he was later released without charge. Kathleen Arkinson was awarded £1,500 plus interest for damages caused to her home at Trauma Bay Park, Castlederg, by police officers searching for her missing sister's body, with a similar sum plus interest also awarded to Stephen Walsh.
A Donegal senator is seeking a meeting with senior Irish Water officials to seek assurances over the delivery of the €5.8 million North East Inishowen Water Upgrade Project. It was announced last week that administrators have been appointed to Lagan Construction, who won the contract for €3.7 million worth of the overall project. Senator Padraig McLaughlin says while he is welcoming Irish Water's statement that the utility is committed to delivering the project, he says what the people of North East Innishowen need are cast iron assurances.
It was very worrying news that we received last week that four of the companies under Lagan Construction, including Lagan Water, who won the £3.7 million contract in terms of these works, taking water from the Eddie Fullerton Dam over into Greencastle, we're very worried about the ability to deliver these works now on time. We were promised that by the end of this year that would happen. These works have been delayed by a number of years already, and considering the real concerns of the people in Greencastle about the high levels of THMs and their water supply, you know, this is not just your average water upgrade. This is a vital water upgrade for the people of Greencastle and for North East Innishowen, and we need real cast iron assurances.
And Irish Water have said that they are committed to the project, but they have not given, as you said, assurances on how it is going to be delivered now.
No, indeed. I mean, I welcome their initial statement, but we need more than goodwill. Like, we need to know how they're going to ensure that the £3.7 million worth of works this company were going to do, which has included the new pumping station at the Eddie Fullerton Dam, new reservoir at Crocovini, kilometres of distribution mains. You know, it's a huge amount of work. You know, how is that going to be continued while the company's in administration? So there are real concerns, and we need cast iron assurances, and we need a clear schedule about how we're going to get there.
Meanwhile, Irish Water are asking customers in Donegal to conserve water, with supplies under pressure due to increased demand during the extremely cold weather of recent. Irish Water, working in partnership with Donegal County Council, is advising customers that due to the extremely cold weather conditions and exceptionally high usage, water treatment plants are struggling to keep up with water supply demands. Time restrictions are being placed on the Lochmourne water supply from 12 midnight tonight to 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to allow reservoirs to refill. Sean Corrigan, Regional Information Officer with Irish Water, says it is vital people conserve water overnight.
The demand has shot up all over the country, not just in Donegal, and we have certain areas across the county where demand has shot up by 20, 30, even 40% in some areas. We know this is happening at night time as well because we can see our SCADA systems, the demand is shooting up. It's a very critical time for ourselves. It's during this time that our reservoirs can build up at night time so people can get a full supply during the day. So we're asking people if they can please conserve water at night time and not to leave taps running, because we want to make sure that nobody is without water at any particular time.
So apart from turning off their supply at night, what else can customers do to conserve water?
Simple things, not leaving the tap on while you're brushing your teeth. If you're using a washing machine or a dishwasher, make sure it's full. Don't leave taps running if you're getting a drink of cold water from the fridge or from a tap. You know, fill a jug, put it in the fridge. Have a shower instead of having a bath. There's lots of kind of simple, small ways of conserving water. But I think what we're finding at this moment in time is it's an extraordinary weather event, and there's a fear there from people if they don't run their taps at night time that their pipes will freeze. We know that's not true. And we know actually it can cause floods in people's houses. If you run your tap at night time and you have a blockage in your pipe going out to the sewer or septic tank, it can cause a flood within your house itself. So we're asking people, I suppose, for everybody's benefit, for their own benefits as well. We don't want to have restrictions. We have restrictions happening on part of the Lochmourne scheme tonight between 12 and 7 because the demand has gone through the roof.
The British Prime Minister says she wants the broadest and deepest partnership possible with the European Union that would cover more areas than any other trade agreement. Theresa May has revealed the five tests she'll be using to guide the UK's Brexit trade deal, including respecting the referendum and protecting jobs and security. She also stated that any deal must be consistent with the type of country the UK wants to be.
A modern, open, outward-looking, tolerant European democracy. A nation of pioneers, innovators, explorers and creators. A country that celebrates our history and diversity, confident of our place in the world.
One person has been arrested in connection with a spate of burglaries in Donegal and Tyrone in recent weeks. The arrest is part of a cross-border operation between Donegal Gardaí and the PSNI. Catherine Gaffney reports.
In a statement, police in Strabane have confirmed that they had received a number of reports of commercial burglaries in rural areas recently, which coincided with burglaries reported by Gardaí in Donegal. As a result, PSNI officers working alongside an Garda Síochána Conna completed a number of searches on both sides of the border. Subsequently, one person has been arrested in relation to the offences and subsequent stolen items have been recovered. Gardaí and police are asking the wider public to remain vigilant, especially in rural areas. Make note of any suspicious vehicles and report them immediately.
A Letterkenny councillor says there is no point in returning to a single Letterkenny-focused electoral district unless it has budgetary independence. Councillor Desi Shields was speaking after Donegal County Council made a submission to the Local Area Boundary Commission, a submission he interprets as calling for a return of the Old Town Council model. Councillor Shields says more independence at municipal district level to the council would move local projects forward.
When the Local Government Reform Act was brought in 2014, it was envisaged that each municipal district that was being created, of which Letterkenny was one, but it's obviously the wider Letterkenny Municipal District, that it would have its own budget, and that would obviously give the elected representatives some discretion on how money was being spent. But what has actually happened since 2014 is that money has been effectively ring-fenced at central level and Lifford and then distributed for certain types of spending, which has meant that, you know, the members in the Letterkenny District and indeed the other municipal districts have not had independence or any real discretion. If there is going to be a new Letterkenny description is put on it, it really needs to be the case that Letterkenny gets its own budgetary independence and it can then make decisions as regards what's going to be prioritised in Letterkenny.
And what kind of benefits would the town see from this move?
For example, in recent times there has been calls for more social housing. Well, if you had independence in relation to your budget, you could prioritise funding for social housing. On the other hand, in relation to roads, and there's a clear issue in Letterkenny, you could prioritise funding for roads and certainly maybe larger road projects like the Bunagee Link.
There are fears that there are not enough skilled tradespeople to meet the current demand in the Donegal construction industry. It follows reports that the construction crash has resulted in little interest in the profession and that it's now taking its toll on projects. Donegal's Build 18 Expo in association with AIB is taking place in Newton Cunningham at the end of the month. Spokesperson Darren Donaghy is encouraging people to consider the profession.
There was little or no interest in training for the construction sector for the obvious reasons that there was no work or very poor work prospects for people going into that sector. The result of that now is that there's a real dearth of well-trained, competent and experienced talent in the industry, and particularly what we're seeing is that it's taken its toll on projects both nationally but in Donegal as well. There are plenty of job opportunities in construction. There's plenty of well-paid work for people who want to go into construction.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on a station roundabout, Letterkenny.
And it's now 5:15 and time for the sport, latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and further postponements mean Finn Harps must wait another 7 days before they feature in a competitive game this season. With the details, here's PJ Lynch.
The EA Sports Cup first round ties that were due to take place on Monday, March 5th and Tuesday, March 6th have now been rescheduled until later in the month due to severe weather conditions. Finn Harps' game against the Mayo League, which is due to take place this coming Monday, has been refixed for the following Monday, March 12th in Ballybuffet. Cockhill Celtic have also had their tie with Galway United moved. The Ulster Senior League champions will now play that game on Monday, March 19th at Eamon DC Park. Both games will kick off at 7:45 p.m. It's further frustration for Harps, who have now had their first three games of the season postponed. Their opening First Division clash with Drogheda, tonight's first home league game against Longford, and now the League Cup game due to be played at Ballybuffet. Ollie Horgan's men will get their first taste of action this day week, Friday, March 9th at Finn Park against Shelburne.
That was PJ Lynch with that report. So another postponement for Fun Harps. The first competitive game will be next Friday against Shelburne. There's, of course, a lot of action soccer-wise and Gaelic Games-wise that is cancelled across the country and indeed provincial-wise and locally as well. But on the soccer front, the junior and intermediate fixtures which are penciled in for Saturday and Sunday as of now are still going ahead. The respective programmes will take a look at the venues on the morning of when them games are to be played, be it the Donegal League tomorrow morning, Saturday, and then the three divisions come Sunday morning, because there's frost and bad weather expected over the weekend. Among those games in the Ulster Senior League on Sunday, Fannad United are taking on Fun Harps Reserves. A win for Fannad would put them joint top of the table once again with Coghill Celtic. The other games are Letterkenny Rovers against Swally Rovers and Bunnagee United against Derry City Reserves. Fannad against Fun Harps is going to be our feature game on Sunday afternoon. We're also going to feature action from the Donegal Junior League, of course, at weather permitting. Kildrum Tigers are taking on Glenae United. Kildrum, of course, are the leaders. Glenae are sitting in third position. That is one of four games that's scheduled for the Premier Division. And among the other games in Division 1, the leaders St Catharines are away to a full time, and in Division 2 on Sunday, Drumkeen United, the leaders, are heading to Cranford FC. There's also a full programme of games to be played in the Inishowen League, with preliminary round matches, three in the Father O'Gara Cup. There's four games in the Premier Division, and there's a big game at Aileach, who are hosting Buncrana Hearts at second against third, and that's a match we also plan to feature on Sunday Sport this weekend, weather permitting. The leaders in the Premier Division are Glengide United on the road to Cairn. There's Irish Senior Cup quarterfinals penciled in for tomorrow afternoon. And one of those games, Coleraine, are due to host Glentoran. Those games are all going ahead at the moment, but officials will be taking a look at the pitch at the respective four venues for the quarterfinals tomorrow morning. Cross Channel, Middlesbrough will move into the final championship playoff spot with victory over Leeds tonight, but an away one will see a Paul Higginbottom side move level with Borough and move within 3 points off the top six. Former Celtic manager Gordon Strachan said it would take a heck of a job for Brendan Rodgers to be tempted away from Celtic Park. The ex-Liverpool boss won a domestic treble with the Hoops in his first season and has been linked with a number of Premier League positions this season. There were reports this week that the Northern Irishman would be considered by Arsenal if Arsene Wenger leaves this summer, and Strachan said it would have to be a job of that scale to see Rodgers leave the Scottish champions.
No, he's not done all he can at Celtic, and if you are leaving Celtic, it needs to be for a heck of a job. Trust me, it needs to be for a heck of a job.
Like Arsenal.
It needs to be for a heck of a job when you've got a chance to continue success that he's enjoying at the moment. That's for sure. He's in the Champions League, and that's the big bonus, taking your team to the Champions League. And I'm sure he wants to say, right, we've not qualified it. I want to try and qualify for this league and play the real big boys in a knockout competition.
In rugby, Ulster head coach John O'Gibbs is set to leave the province at the end of the season. He took over all coaching responsibilities at Kingspan Stadium in January following the departure of Director of Rugby Les Kiss. Gibbs had agreed a 2-year contract but is now returning to New Zealand for family reasons. Ulster say a review of the coaching structure is ongoing. Dublin's refixed Alliance National Football League Division 1 game against Holders Kerry is likely to be played at Croke Park on Sunday, March the 11th. That's because Ireland will host Scotland in a potential Six Nations Championship decider at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday the 10th. The GAA yesterday called off all 33 league games that had been scheduled for the weekend. Among them, Donegal against Tyrone tomorrow night, and indeed the Donegal Hurlers on Sunday against Armagh. The GAA are expected to confirm the times and venues of those rearranged games this coming Monday for, of course, next weekend, the 10th and the 11th. There is some action Gaelic Games-wise penciled in here for Donegal. Caport is playing the Gaeltacht games tomorrow afternoon, Saturday. Matches that are going ahead, Nivora against Gwydor at 11 a.m. in the senior. That is the only senior game that's going ahead tomorrow. While in the junior front, Ardra against Narossa at 12 and Neve Columba against Neve Nile at 3 o'clock are the other two matches. The rest of the games featuring Clohanilly,
Kilcar, St Michael's, Fine Gaels and Neave Connell have all been put back to next weekend, the 10th of March. And the Donegal Score Finals are taking place tonight in Glenfinn. There had been a question, Mark, over whether that event would go ahead. Donegal GAA have confirmed that the Score Finals in the county have been given the green light, and that event tonight in Glenfinn is still on. Athletics, Phil Healy has qualified for the semi-finals of the women's 400 metres at the World Indoor Championships in Birmingham. The Bandon AC athlete led for most of her heat but faded to the finish third behind Jamaican Stephanie McPherson and Britain's Edith Doyle in 52.75 seconds. Earlier, Amy Foster and Kira Neville bowed out in the 60 metres. Kira McGeehan goes in the 1500 metres tonight. Details of the 2018 Run Donegal 5K were confirmed this week. The women's only event will take place at the Fun Valley Centre in Stranorlar on Sunday, the 8th of April. Organisers are expecting record numbers for the 5K, with proceeds going to the Donegal Hospice. Next month's event will be held in memory of Lisa McGranahan. Darts Grand Prix champion Daryl Gurney leads the Irish Challenge this weekend at the UK Open, having battled through the bad weather to get there. The world number 6 from Derry enters at the third round stage tonight as one of the top seeds in Maidenhead. 7 players have been forced to withdraw from the 128-man field because they could not reach the venue due to Storm Emma. Basketball-wise, the LYT were due to play the Dublin Lions tomorrow. That game at the LYT in Letterkenny, a crucial game for the LYT as well. But that is now off, obviously, because the Dublin Lions, they're more than likely snowed in the capital and won't be able to make the journey north to Letterkenny tomorrow. So that game will be refixed, where a win for the Donegal LYT will secure a place in the playoffs. Just some of the other events, just finally, before we finish up, that are still on this weekend. Confirmation that the Letterkenny Park Run, which takes place each and every Saturday based at the Old St. Connell's in Letterkenny, that event is still on, still going ahead tomorrow morning with usual start time at 9:30. And also still on is the big Ulster Boxing Finals, which are due to take place on Sunday. Rafoe Boxing Club is the venue, and a big crowd expected for those finals, with the winners set to go through to the national finals the following weekend. That boxing in Rafoe is also still on. That's it for today. Michaela will have our next bulletin tomorrow afternoon after the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, remaining bitterly cold today with some snow showers and icy conditions, highest temperatures of 0 to 2 degrees. And tonight will be cloudy with some further snowfall with lowest temperatures of around minus 2 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Irish Water are asking customers in Donegal to conserve water with supplies under pressure due to increased demand during the extremely cold weather of recent. Irish Water, working in partnership with Donegal County Council, is advising customers that due to the extremely cold weather conditions and exceptionally high usage, water treatment plants are struggling to keep up with water supply demands. A Donegal senator is seeking a meeting with senior Irish Water officials to seek assurances over the delivery of the €5.8 million North East Inishowen Water Upgrade project. It was announced last week that administrators have been appointed to Lagan Construction, who won the contract for €3.7 million worth of the overall project. The sister of missing Castlederg teenager Arlene Arkinson has lost her claim for damages for the unlawful detention by the then RUC during a 3-day search operation of her home in April 1996. The 15-year-old disappeared in 1994 after attending a disco in Bonjourn. And one person has been arrested in connection with a spate of burglaries in Donegal and Tyrone in recent weeks. The arrest is part of a cross-border operation between Donegal Gardaí and the PSNI. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shh. Sheer Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin the Prev Skilty or Highland Radio. Tashakta Nigilige ah Anyam Nika Mar Schnakta Nigilige Jurer Press Solachis the Hud Connor Nigilige and you. Sholu Shakta Nigilige Yavilis a Hart Jeg, Go Hoffigul Ilar Frali Lilin Ard Esh Connor Nigilige, Egan Jerry Shakta, Augustan Kid Ur Ryu, Sholu and Ela Go Nashon to Emil First and you. Lahard Avera Vale First Nula Nicalister, Eg Sholu Nafela, Eg Holland. Catherine. Ach le dra amser e Glasgow na tíra ta chod waid an a hemachtí bárthi hed an eile cárra ar ach ló. Es hí seacht in na gilige le energia an eile gilige is mó a yannins caliru ar an gilig ar fod fad an doin ráctal ar na mílte emachta ar a gyrannisha gud sa'n seacht a ládjeg dan mí márta. Im liana ta Cathlí na gí cionda na hambassadori na fela o gheeltacht tír chanel. Máltar da ghini a tag fanart tibustí dan cid copla lá na fela da yaska na dra amser Go will go lure Bally or Fedorlo Parcha Glacu Sanela Erlina. Three postala a corama as Gilligate and a man social to Leshan Hash Club Sha S Naji Bunk S Naji a Hock Jeg. August three Parcha Glacus na Comortus at a Ractal. Tell you Olish free Emakdina Felia Egg Peg Bunk IE August Snag Bunk IE. Sholo Clar Nefelia Egg Colia Conde Gunanal Erin Kedin and Artalas Fida Me Fiora and Araclan and Grianan. Achta Cod wide in the hemakti cora arach close, so Honda Shah Kumai. Neve emakti jerry shaitin, and the Gilliga egg. Ashlan ran a farsta, a visokriad and Jerishat and Yasha on Guji me Ebran Imniana. I gonna give Padrick Doors to Comorta screen graph director, picnic, Ike Chanachish, Rangana Bakala tradition to Erd Obergo Foil, Bedriadori Laharigan Club Oiga, Jardine Shahogin, August Ta and La Aluchan Chal Avi Leveon Amara, Ga Olus Egg. INP Bunk IE. Ega Club Chat Niv Aunan and Letcher Kennan based session Chile on Jahinya and Neil La Jahinya Shahogin, Ejrilania Shock, the Gazania Chlug, Labia, Kyol, Crack, Agus Cora, Araktal, Eglirna Letcher Kennan. Agus Raktal her. Comorta Salinia go bliantil ar an chlaar rúlia búlia ar í seachtin na Gaeligan Char Highland ar íhe ag siopa áchul Blen Sweeney Euronics. La dúisina go lior dan na halion tari óga elig a glacan párt an taliu olas ar a chlaar rúlia búlia de márt ag lahanya a hocht. Sian machadse elig o lier slán agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 2nd of March. The death has taken place at Harold's Cross Hospice, Dublin, of Breed Malloy, 2 Rathgar Court, Rathgar, Dublin 6, formerly of Upper Mully, Greenan's Glenties. Her remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, from 4:30 tomorrow, with removal at 5:30 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, arriving at 6:00 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11, with burial afterwards in Eden Infa Cemetery, Glenties. Inquiries to James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, Glenties. The death has occurred of Josie Murren, Rushing Road, Killybegs. His remains will repose at his residence from 5:30 this evening, with removal on Sunday at 12 noon to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for funeral mass at 12:30. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Galway University Hospital of Catherine Shaw, née Gallagher, Cavan Hill, Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 1:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 2:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to ICU, Galway University Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at the Donegal Hospice of Larry O'Neill, 43 Carolina Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Sagart, Dublin and Irish Life. Larry's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 9:00 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place at Algavan Hospital of Kathleen Quinn, née Coyle, 12 Parkside Gardens, Sion Mills. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 3:00. Interment afterwards in Glenoch Cemetery, Newton Stewart. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.